positions. He's got the footwork. You know, you've seen it for the last 2 years. And he's just making better decisions. He's getting a year older, so he's got a little more knowledge of the game. The game's slowing down for him, and he's making everybody around him better.
I think Elgin said he wishes he would just let loose. He thinks he's going to be great as soon as he lets loose. Do you see that coming?
Oh, I definitely do. You know, you just see him out there working every day, and you're just sitting there crossing your fingers. Like when he's ready to do it, he's going to let loose, and he's going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Day off on the horizon. That's a good day.
Yeah, it really is. Give you a chance to rest. Come back at the start of the week and start all over. That's what we need. Get our bodies back together and get some fluids in us and come back out for some more hot days.
I know you guys get CPA mandates. You guys get days off, but has the work been good enough that you don't sit there tomorrow and say, "Man, I wish we were working on this"? It seems like you guys have gotten good work in to kind of warrant the day off, at least mentally.
Yeah, we feel like we've got some good work days in. Just coming out in the heat. Prime of the day and getting some work. We've learned a lot from it. It's got, given us a chance to go out there and focus and work hard through the heat, what we're going to see on Sunday. So I really feel like that's going to be to our advantage. And, we just go take this day off, come back tomorrow, learn a little bit more, and Monday back in the heat.
What's a Justin Gage day off consist of?
Watching TV, sit back, watch some movies, and just ice my knees, ankles, whatever I can do, and just, pump fluids.
What is the most annoying thing about Portland Finnegan when you guys are across the way from each other? Every other receiver I've talked to, he gets under their skin, in a good way, but what does he do?
I'd say his motor. His motor, he's a guy that, from the start of a play to the end of a play, he's right there with you. He won't leave you alone. Whether you get a good step on him or not, he's still going to be there. But, being a Titan, that's definitely to our benefit. But, for some guys he's going to face, it'll definitely be annoying.
The most I've heard from guys I've talked to is little man complex. It seems like, he's small, but a receiver with your size, I guess most guys say, "Oh, he's a 5'9 guy. No problem with him." That's not really the case, is it?
Yeah, it is. He is a small guy, but, it's almost like that net that you can't get out of your face. He's always around. And I think that's something that, as a big guy, you see every time you turn, he's right there in your hip pocket. You can't get away from him.